is religion compatible with politics and democracy?
Well, you know, Tocqueville was the really... I mean, this man was so brilliant. Mm. I think it's fascinating that our modern world was shaped by two young men in their 20s who set off in 1831 on a journey of discovery. Same year, pretty much the same age. Charles Darwin leaves on the Beagle, and Alexis de Tocqueville travels to America. And Tocqueville, coming from France, where the Catholic Church had an enormous amount of power, and knowing that America has enacted the First Amendment, what roughly called the separation of church and state, he is expecting to find a country where religion, deprived of power, has no influence either. And what he encountered was something that really totally astonished him. That yes, religion has no power at all, but it has enormous amount of influence. And he wanted to work this out. And he asked religious leaders, he went around asking them, and they said the reason we have influence is we never get involved in politics because politics is divisive, so if we got involved in it, we too would become divisive. Instead, what Tocqueville discovered was that religion encouraged people to form strong families, strong communities, charities. He was absolutely astonished. America sounds so much like, you know, any synagogue in Hendon, because Tocqueville is amazed that whenever Americans have a problem, they form a committee, which is what Jews always do. They're always raising money for this, that, or the other. And he called that the art of association, which he then called the apprenticeship of liberty. And it was a wonderful insight. So what Tocqueville saw was that religion belongs to civil society, not to party politics. And that's where it belongs, and that's where it always should belong, and that is why, having sat in the House of Lords for pretty much 5.5 years, I've never once voted. Because I said long before I was in the House of Lords that if you've got religious figures in the House of Lords, they should have a voice, but not a vote. And I believe that very strongly.